Okay, so here we are back at the beginning of Bereshis Rishon. Bereshis bara Elokim es ha-shamayim v'es haaretz bidvar Hashem shamayim na'asu. The Mishnah in Perkei Avos tells us be'asar ma'amaros nivra olam. You can count them up as the Gemara does, and we find nine times, vayomer Elokim, and Bereshis bara itself is a ma'amar, and the Mishnah tells us that it's a reflection of the fact of echad baros. Hashem obviously could have done it all at once. So why these stages, different manifestations of dibur, of amira, and the answer that the Mishnah gives is very telling. To render the schar to the tzaddikim shemekaymin es haolam nivra be'asara mamaros, painstakingly. So, one interpretation of the Mishnah is that, the world was creating it in these painstaking phases, different levels, and therefore, the tzaddikim, who participate in yeshuvos shel olam, in furthering Hashem's agenda in this world, bear greater reward, and vice versa for the rishayim. But I think there's a more precise interpretation of the Mishnah that the tzaddikin shemekaymin es haolam, it's also v'halachta bidrachav, it's also through the same means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu did, namely, through their own speech. This is reflected in Sheni, which we'll get to later. Vayi adam lenefesh chaya, Targum Onklos famously, the ruach memalala. It's not an accident that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, bidibor, because he was reflecting for us or modeling for us, the power of speech. Bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu, be'asara ma'amaros nivra ha'olam, and the same is very much true for us. The opening thrust of creation is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arichas svasayim, if you will. And the importance, I use that term deliberately, it's one of the kinyanei HaTorah, the importance of articulation, both in terms of establishing our tzelem Elokim, vayadam lenefesh chaya, and then, over and above that, building off of the tzelem Elokim, the special role of Klal Yisrael in this world, to be atem edai ne'um Hashem, to quote from the Navi, Yeshayahu, what do edim do? They bear witness. And therefore, articulation, eloquence, the capacity for refined speech is of the essence, both in terms of our humanity, our dignified personality, as well as our particular role as Avdei Hashem, v'atem tiyuli mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh. So the first thrust, in terms of Briyas ha'adam, v'hi adam l'nevesh chayan, that's really a linchpin in all of Parshas Bereishis, right? V'yikra adam shemos. Right, the fact that Adam is the one that categorized and classified all of creation, all of the animals, the one that Adam even gives Vayikra Adam Shem Ishto Chava at a later stage, which we'll hopefully get to in a later Aliyos and a later analysis, but the beginnings of a dignified halachic personality and the beginnings of Avodas Hashem are really localized in speech. Small wonder then that in the Losa Say side, when we talk about Lashon Hara, Shakol Keneged Gimel Chamuros, Ayin the Rambam and Hilchos Deos, we talk about Onas Devarim, outstripping Onas Mamon, in terms of the Chumras Ha'aveira, Ayin in the Gemara Bava Metzia, and other places as well. It's all a reflection of the idea that man not only corrodes the world, Shema Abdin es Ha'olam, but corrodes his own inner world, through Dibor. It's no surprise also, right, that the first chait, Hanachash Hishiani Va'ochel, was, through the province of a mesis, right, of somebody who seduced through abuse of speech. And so, the element of Dibor, which is so essential in our Avodas Hashem, which is so characteristic of our Tzelem Elokim, of our role in the world, is very much front-loaded. Be'asara ma'amaros nivra ha'olam, and as the Rav developed in his own inimitable way, and his essay on this section of Bereishis, Ish ha'munah, lonely man of faith, right, we're meant to emulate God. God creates worlds, and we're meant to create worlds, so that's not just, the pasuk, peruvu, meluas ha'aretz v'chivshua, the first tzivoy, But what I'm suggesting is there's a din prati in terms of dibur. We create worlds through proper utilization of speech, and we, you know, destroy words, worlds. Shlosha lashon hara horgam. You know, medabro v'mekablo. You know, mishanem ara love. We destroy worlds, you know, through speech as well. I mean, just to add on to this idea. You know, there's a very enigmatic pasuk, you know, later on in the parsha. You know, vayomer kain el hevel achi vayibi osam basadeh. You know, what exactly were they talking about? You know, was it al iske sadeh? Was it, you know, the Ramban says it was all an excuse to draw him out into the field? Whatever it was, but the fact is, you know, improper usage of speech is also linked to the first act of shvichos davim. So you have the nachash, you have kain. Amira is really, you know, the most important element here in all of the parsha, and that's why Chazal were so careful, you know, in all of their formulations. Mila b'sela, you know, mashduka b'trein, lo matzasi leguf tov ela shesika. The careful usage of speech, you know, is the most critical element at the very beginning of Brias Ha'olam.